I've got to turn it on, but no, the reason it was on here is because it's too short otherwise.
Okay. So. Is it on?
Not yet. You ready?
Yeah.
Go ahead, you're on.
Hello, can everybody hear me?
Yes.
Yep.
My name is Charles Weber. I am the chairman of the City Republicans. As you all know, several weeks ago, we held the first annual Ronald Reagan dinner that we had in 10 years. It was a great event, revitalizing some enthusiasm for Republicans here in the city of Charlottesville. Today, I am here to announce that we have officially two candidates pre-filed to be representatives for city council. Candidates for the November 2013 elections. This will be the first time since 2006 that the Republicans have contested the election for city council. So without further ado, I'd like to move on and announce the first candidate, a very dear friend of mine, Mike Ferrugio.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Good morning. My name is Mike Ferrugio, and I'm here to announce and to ask for your support for my candidacy to become your city councilor. As of tomorrow, I will have spent one half of my entire life here in Charlottesville, living and working in and for this city. I have worked your streets serving as a police officer for 25 years. I have served this community in many other ways, volunteering through my church on the executive board for the Fry Springs Neighborhood Association, volunteering for committees and other boards, and serving on the Planning Commission. I learned about small business through my brother Tom, who's here, his restaurant that he had downtown. I've spent a year at the Sorensen Institute in the Political Leadership Program. Like you, I have lived in this city and lived by the government that has made, through its actions and inactions, our lives for us. I have seen the impact on the people and the businesses that have come and gone. I've heard stories from friends and neighbors. And all these years I've been asked, why in the world, and what in the world is City Council thinking? My friends, I know we can do better. As your counselor, I will start off by focusing on improving three things: people, management, and infrastructure. Today I will discuss one major issue, the rain tax. The City Council calls it the Water Resource Protection Program, and it sounds better when you call it that. But is it better that the city has neglected our stormwater and sewage for decades? Enacting this tax, while the city manages an enterprise fund based on utility fees for such improvements and maintenance, is just wrong. And do you know that this fund gave back nearly $6 million last year to the general fund of the city? Yet our current council has voted to enact a tax, not so cleverly disguised as a fee, to have you pay for the rain that falls on your property. This rain tax is nearly $3 million a year, or $23,000 a day. Last night at my daughter's softball game, it rained. It's $23,000. And you're gonna pay for this, all of it, either through either the fees that you pay, the raised rents, or the raised shopping costs. This is gonna create a higher cost of living for everybody in the city of Charlottesville and be a burden on some greatly. If the council had properly allocated available resources over the past decades, we wouldn't be in this situation. Or if they used the enterprise funds wisely, we wouldn't be here either. Why was this rushed through, and where was your representation on council? A tax on rain, thank you. We can do better. Now, my wife Jan and I will only pay about $43.20 a year. We can handle that, as I'm sure many of you can. However, the Salvation Army will be paying $2,000 a year on just one of their properties. And just one church in town on Park Street will be paying nearly $8,000 a year. So, now, when you have a beautiful spring shower and it makes your yards lush and green, it will be doing the same for city coffers. I say, friends, we can do better. I love Charlottesville, and I know you do too. Over the years as a police officer, I've had the opportunity to meet and serve thousands of people. And so many have shared that they are tired and frustrated with council. But I'm not campaigning on tired and frustrated. What I am campaigning on is diversity of thought, ideas, of hope and change, of empowering people, and creating opportunity. While on the Planning Commission, and at the Sorensen Institute, I learned firsthand the need to work together and have productive conversations even when there are hard decisions to make and even when you have very different points of view. In fact, I learned that we have so much more in common than not. What we need to do is get away from decided decisions that are made in small circles that represent very little of Charlottesville. We need to allow debate to occur for all of us. Now, my experience and skills garnered from working in and for the city have prepared me to hit the streets running, to make better decisions for you on council. I've served you the last 25 years as a police officer and an active and engaged citizen. Please help me to serve you for the next 4 years as your city councilor. Please support me and my running mate as we work hard to represent you on council. Speaking of my running mate, I'd like to introduce this person. He's a very dear friend that I've known for many years. He has many accomplishments. Perhaps his largest accomplishment is the fact that I know that he cares about you and this city just as much as I do. So please welcome my friend and my running mate, Buddy Weber.
Thank you. My name is Buddy Weber, and today I'm announcing my candidacy for the office of City Council. I've lived in Charlottesville for the past 20 years and intend to remain here for the rest of my life. I grew up in Baltimore and first came to the city of Charlottesville in 1964 as a student at the University of Virginia. Following graduation, I left Charlottesville to pursue a very challenging and rewarding career as a Navy fighter pilot. In 1993, I returned to Charlottesville for my final 2 years of active duty, where I taught upper-level classes in leadership as a professor of naval science at the University of Virginia. During this career of service to my country, I was blessed with many challenging assignments directly applicable to my duties as a city councilor. My executive experience, my analytical skills, my leadership of people from all walks of life will make me ready to serve you, the citizens of Charlottesville, on day one. Following my retirement from active service, I attended the University of Virginia Law School. And for the past 14 years, I have served this community as a criminal defense attorney. I have found myself up close and personal with young men and women in our community in serious trouble. I have talked to them, counseled them, advocated for them, come to know them, their dreams, their fears, their frustrations, their strengths, and their weaknesses. With the right leadership, they can do better. But during my time in Charlottesville, I have grown increasingly frustrated with a city council that pontificates with faux authority on issues that do not matter, but dithers endlessly on issues that do. Here. With the right leadership, we can do better. As this campaign unfolds over time, Mike and I will address many issues in greater detail. For now, let me mention just one: public housing. I was not surprised by the poor grades given to the Charlottesville Redevelopment and Housing Authority by the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. Chronic mismanagement has been the norm since the establishment of the CRHA in 1954. Let's not beat around the bush. 50 years after Vinegar Hill and the establishment of public housing in the city of Charlottesville, the CRHA continues to receive a letter grade of F. I am mindful that a new director has just been appointed, and I hope that she will be open to new ideas. However, this failing grade does not rest solely on the CRHA. It represents years of neglect by the elected officials of this city. One cardinal rule of leadership holds that leaders can delegate authority, but they can never delegate responsibility. City councils, past and present, share this grade of F. Many of my clients over the years have grown up in public housing, and their cries for help reflect their experiences. The anger expressed in recent forums by residents themselves represents years of pent-up frustrations, of voices not heard, of needs ignored. These real people, our fellow citizens who reside in public housing, do not deserve this grade of F. Moreover, the stock of public housing is aging and will require extensive renovations and upgrades just to remain habitable. However, the proposed redevelopment plans by CRHA will waste millions of dollars and do more harm than good to the residents themselves. The people of Charlottesville are compassionate to the core, but failed programs, chronic mismanagement, wasted money, and wasted lives are enough to try the patience of anyone with a heart. The people of Charlottesville do not deserve this great of F. With the right leadership, we will do better for everyone. One final note. Mike and I are running as a team. I'm an old fighter pilot, and fighter pilots never go anywhere alone. Even Maverick needed a wingman. Mike is a police officer, and police officers always need a backup. Mike will be my wingman, and I will be his backup. I know that we cannot win this election without the broad support of Democrats, Republicans, and Independents. Mike and I will work hard to earn your trust and your vote. Thank you for coming out here today. That concludes the formal announcements. We'll be available for any individual interviews or questions.
Call sign winner.